believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him away to shout. For he tells us it is worth to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when this thing shall be. Just be ready, be watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us it is worth to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us lead him with a shout. For he tells us that his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We shall live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us it is worth to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and then Matthew will appear. We shall live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All of these we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us it is worth to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All of these we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us greet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything in God and prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God and prayer. And we try and temptation. Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. He we find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden? Cumbered with a load of care. Precious dear, you're still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee. Take it
to the Lord in prayer, and his arms still take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing true. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do?
The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise spreads back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Just over in glory
land we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise drifts back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. There's nothing in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live, but oh, what a reason. There's nothing in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. He's the only reason I live, the only reason I live. But what a reason. There's nothing in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. He's the only reason I live. But what a reason. Oh, what a savior. Oh, what a savior. Oh, what a savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, he's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a savior is mine. Oh, what a savior. Oh, what a savior. Oh, what a savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, he's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a savior is mine. Oh, what a savior. Oh, what a savior. Oh, what a savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, he's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a savior is mine.
Matthew 22. Starting in verse 2. It's going on right now. The way I see it, according to the scripture. That's never happened before. And the scripture is going to be fulfilled. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a man, a certain king which made a marriage for his son. It's like an unto. Things keep evolving, you know. And then as time evolves, you run into a certain scripture, like here now. There comes a time then the kingdom of heaven will be like an unto. Like back in the day, the kingdom of heaven is like an unto a man that went forth to sow, and then the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man that cast a net. That's the minister Brother Branham, and then the kingdom of heaven like unto that scribe, and then these things evolve, and that we just gotta find the scripture where we are in time, and we found exactly where we are in time when we got to Revelation of the midnight cry, because the word of God, it's all built on revelation. Jesus said back in the day, on this church I'll build my church, on this revelation I'll build my church. The church of the living God is all built on revelation. It's not hashed out in a seminar. And God give us a revelation of that midnight cry, and once we saw the revelation of that midnight cry, we knew exactly, right to the day, where we are in time. We keep saying it over and over again. No man knows the day or hour. We don't know the day of the rapture. That's what it means when it says, no man knows the day or the hour. That's what the devil throws in our faces every time when we tell him where we are at time. And they tell, it's just laid out there as plain as daylight. At midnight there was a cry. 1963, February 20th, there was a cry. That was the middle of Laodicea. And then once you know the middle and the beginning in 1906, and then the end of it is 2021. See, we know where we are in time. And once we know where we are in time, we can see these scriptures just be fulfilled right before our very eyes. And there comes a time when the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son. We're not there yet. We're just preparing ourselves right now, because we know just up the road here, there comes a time when that silence of heaven will be over. And then there somehow, I don't know how it all comes about. All I know is there's a God who's given mankind a way of escape, because he can't stop, nobody can stop the day of the Lord from coming. Nobody can stop that time of that tribulation hour, but he's given us mankind a way out, a way of safety, a way of refuge. And here it is, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them which were bid the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, and the same thing, they would not come. And they made light of it to this day. But we say something about the marriage supper of the Lamb, or the things that we say here, people make light of it. In fact, even as much as mock us. In fact, they even went as far as to slay these people that brought them that word, like the hunters, when I told them about God sent the prophet. That was all gearing towards this very thing here, somewhere up the road. God's gonna, this scripture will be fulfilled, where the king made a supper for a wedding for his son. But before that could happen, God had to send that Elijah prophet, and that's what I tried to introduce these other preachers from God sent the prophet, and they slew him, you know, they did. If the law of the land were allowed, they would kill me right then and there. They'd take me burn me at a stake if the law of the land were allowed. But they did everything that they could. They took everything away from me. It's the same spirit today. We're going after them. We're exposing the spirit of the age, the spirit where we are. At that time, where there came a time when they did exactly that. His remnant took his servants and treated them spitefully and slew them. That's exactly what that religion will do. And I don't care what I was dressed up. I was dressed up with an Amish half beard or whatever they get, or a dress code, or a Hutterite dress code. It's all just the same old religious diabolical ideology. That's all it is. It's an ideology. It's a deception. It's a substitute for Christianity. That's what Satan does. He hijacks everything that God does, and that's what he did here. He's hijacking that Hutterite thing. Is all just being hijacked from the real thing. And the remnant took his servants and treated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burn up their city. And that's exactly what's been going on throughout the centuries. When you reject the Lord and comes just like he did back in the days of Canaan, when the Israelites went to the land of Canaan, they said their cup of decay was full, and he went in and destroyed Jericho, and all these cities and all these nations were destroyed because they were ungodly living. And it's the same thing. And this scripture is going to be fulfilled by the God rich in mercy. He sends out the warning, and whosoever will let him come. That, there's no strings attached that I can see. Then said he to his servant, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye out therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find bid to the marriage. So these servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both good and bad, and the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. See, this is all about the guests here. It's not talking about no bride. It's talking about guests. And like I say, I do not know how this is all going to transpire. But I do know one thing. God has a heart for mankind, for the human race. So he's just giving them a way out of this dilemma that's coming out, this great tribulation. It's just up the road here. In fact, to my understanding, that we're all living on borrowed time. But see, before all that happens, before that rapture can happen, there has to be that time where it says in 2 Thessalonians that they will not come unless they come and falling away for it. And that man of sin is going to be revealed. Right now, you go on YouTube, the Pope will come out of Gaza. Oh, man. And the next thing they say, the Trump is that man of sin. And now, man, there's so many stories out there. Well, we know, and we all have known, that Pope is that man of sin, is that Pope. The Pope of Rome, and he's that man of sin. But he has not been revealed on the world stage because everybody thinks he's this holy man. But they will not come until they come a falling away first, and that man of sin is being revealed. So we're talking about something else here. We're talking about the time when Jesus will come back and start to rule and reign. We know that now because it says, immediately after the tribulation of those shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. But see what the devil does. When the minute we say anything about the time and the hour we're living in, Satan is there just like a dirty shirt to pervert everything where it says, oh, no man knows to the hour. No man knows the day and the hour. And then they peck it and they just go down the road alive. Well, no man knows the day and hour anyway. But see, it's not talking about the day and hour of the coming of the Lord. And neither is it talking about the day and hour when he'll once again restore Israel. He's talking about the day and hour of the rapture. No man knows that day. And we've been over it and over it again and again. But see, Satan has the people so deluded, he can tell them anything. He can tell them that the moon is made out of green cheese, and they'll believe it. That's how stupid mankind has become. Just the way it is. And they, when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto a friend, how comest thou in hither, not having on the wedding garment? And he was speechless. He didn't take the words of God serious, you know, just like they do today. They think we're just here, a bunch of nobodies, just piping away. But this thing is serious. We know the hour we're living in. That's why we keep repeating it like that. Then said the king to the servant, bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping, gnashing of teeth, and many are called, but few are chosen. Where's that in Luke? You know where that is in Luke?
Luke 14.
I'm trying to get to something here. When you read it, there's no conditions here. You know, you just see, God will not require of everybody what he requires of you and me. He's not going to require what we had to go through from everybody, because we're that ox that's been butchered. We're fulfilling scripture, and so what I'm trying to say is, you don't have to think that you will be able to go through everything that we have gone through. You're not going to have to leave your family at home and be kicked from pillar to post, because it just required it from you and I, and because we're setting a standard and an example. But now, it says, my oxen, my fatling have been butchered, come to the wedding. Now, all you got to do, the only condition I can see here, all you got to do is accept the invitation. That's it. If you do not accept the invitation, then you cannot have that escape route that God has given to the human race. There is a route, there's an escape route to out of this, that, like I keep saying over and over, there's this thing is coming. This thing about the day of the Lord, it's coming, it's imminent. It's been programmed from before the foundation of the world. There's coming to come a time of day when the day of the Lord will come, when the planet will rock to and fro like a drunk man. And they'll say to the rocks, fall on us, and to the mountains, cover us from him that's coming back. And this is just up the road. This has never happened before, but what we're trying to do is trying to send out a lifeline to the people, to whoever wants, you know. I'm just trying to... The parable of the wedding feast. There's one in Luke 14, a parable of the great banquet. That's Luke 14, verse 16. A certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent forth his servants at supper time. Like, when you analyze, it's actually happened throughout the ages. But here at supper time, like when you look at supper time, well, it's the end of the age, eh? That's how I interpret it. I don't know how you see it. When it says at supper time, it's 6,000 years. A sojourn here on earth. See, Satan has given 6,000 years, but at supper time, that's we're right now living in supper time, at the end of the age, at the end of this 6,000 era, which you call supper time. Like back in Bible times, supper time was just before the night set in, you know, around, let's see, this evening started at 6 o'clock, or the night. The night started at 6 o'clock, and then 6 o'clock in the morning, that's when the day started. So we got to use that biblical time frame. And so now we're at the end of, we're very close to that 6 o'clock era. A lot of people don't understand it, because Satan, what he's trying to do the last 1,000 years practically, is try to hide that day, that everything is perverted. The Bible says Satan will have, the beast will have power to change time and season. That's the Vatican Church. That's a Catholic Church. You'll have time to change that New Year. Like it never used to be the New Year back 8 years ago. It used to be the New Year was in March sometime, March and April. Then they changed it to January 1, just to pervert the thing that you don't know nothing now anymore. And then it used to be in Bible time, the night, like I say, would start 6 o'clock in the evening, and then at midnight was halfway through the night, be about 12 o'clock would be midnight from the night. But in today's language, 12 o'clock at night is the beginning of the new day. But it was not so back in Bible times, and the Bible is written according to Bible times. Like I say, 6 o'clock the evening started, then at 12 o'clock it was midnight, then 6 o'clock in the morning, that's when the day started. But now we're just about at supper time when the night will start, you know, and just trying to get the clarity of it. And sent his servants at supper time to say to them which were been comforted, for all things are now ready. It's just where we are now. Everything is ready. All you got to do, accept the invitation which says in the book of Revelation, whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever is athirst, let him come. Whosoever heareth, let him say, come. And they all with one began to make excuses. The first said unto them, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it, and pray thee have me excused. And one after another, they made all kinds of excuses. So that, anyway, at the bottom, at the end of the day, what this is, it's just an invitation to what's next on God's agenda is that supper that you have. I do not know what it all transpires to, because if I don't know, I can't see it. But I know at the end of the day, and the bottom line is, he's given mankind, the human race, an extra route out of this thing that's coming, because this thing that's coming, it cannot be stopped. It cannot be prevented. The only thing out of this is accept that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. I don't know how plain I can put it. I don't know, just like I say, I don't know how it's going to transpire. But the bottom line is, and all you and I need to do is accept that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, like it says in the Revelation, in the book of Revelation. Blessed is he that's been invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Blessed is whosoever will let him come. It's open for everybody, and I can't see no conditions. It's unconditional. The only condition that you have to do is accept that invitation of the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then, like we keep saying, it has always been the message for your day. And we're bumping right into it right now. What's on there now is the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's the only exit route out of this. And I don't know how you see it, but that's what I see. We're bumping right into that scripture, like we keep saying, then shall the kingdom of heaven, then shall the kingdom of heaven, then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto a woman that took yeast and mixed it with all kinds of stuff. That's what happened back prior to the dark ages. And then shall the kingdom of heaven, like I said, as a man casting a net. That's what happened under the ministry of Brother Brennan. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto. And now here, we're bumping right into it. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto a man that made a wedding for a supper, made a supper for his son. And that's what it's called, a great banquet. And that this is happening, that we're bumping right into it. But people don't want it, you know. They made all kinds of excuses, and they think life is going to continue just the way it always has. That's what they said back in the days of Noah. They didn't believe. They made fun of them. But see, we're living in reality. These things, the Word of God keeps revolving. And that scripture that, like I said the other day about, there's no more requirements to go build a Noah's Ark, because that happened way back then. And then there was no point going out to casting a net. That happened back under the ministry of Brother Branham, where he went out and he cast a net all around the world to bring people in. And now we're evolving into the kingdom of heaven like unto a man that made a banquet and for a son. And this is just up the road here, because when these three and a half years expire, a half hour silence. Once that rapture happens, there will be no more silence in heaven. So this is the only place where you can fit that scripture, and it's just right here now. Now it's that invitation going out. Whosoever will, let him come. Come and partake of the waters of life freely. That's the way I see it.
There's different categories in the Bible. When you will look at the Old Testament saints, they fall under the Old Covenant. A lot of them will be under the Old Covenant. And when God instilled the New Covenant of the Grace Age, then you will see, when you will read over the first parable, when a sower went out for to sow seed, that some fell by the wayside, and some fell by the rocky part, and some fell by the thorns and the thistles, and they never really materialized into anything. And you can see throughout the ages, when the gospel went forth, there's a lot of people that couldn't meet the conditions, and they fell by the wayside. And then there was seed brought forth 30, 60, and 100-fold. Now see, there's already a classification that some people have the capacity of receiving 30-fold, some have the capacity of bearing fruit 60-fold, and some 100-fold. And that's what going to be in the kingdom of God when Jesus comes to rule and reign, that there are classes of different level of authority. Like you will have the Old Covenant saints. You will have the Old Testament saints. That's why you can never rule out the Jewish people, and because a lot of them will fall under the fifth seal, coming from the Holocaust to the end of the week of Daniel. They will be under that fifth seal, and God has provided a way for them. And but what going into the grace age, there will be also levels of leadership when you come into the millennium age. And then you will have the mortals, people that will help on a mortal level to restore this planet back to God. Mm-hmm. So there's different categories of things in the Bible, and God has things in His Word, such as the kingdoms of heaven, how He likens them. Mm-hmm. Like He likens the seven parables, which are the seven church ages, that each kingdom of heaven, each specific period within the grace age, had different requirements. They have different things that they had to overcome. When you will go into the book of Revelation, he that overcome it. And each church age had different obstacles that the enemy had there in order for people to overcome. And on those basis of overcoming, that's what the bride and the saints will rule and reign over.
Well, like I see, the bottom line is what we're trying to say here today. You can, all the crime that you can commit now is to reject the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Just like I say, I don't know how all this is going to come about, but God does not require from anybody to go through what you and I had to go through, because he had to find somebody that was willing to put his life on the line for these people so that they can have an expected end. Now, I cannot find no condition here. I can't find no that you have to go out and you're going to have to leave your home and all that. That's all already paid for. You don't have to do that. All you got to do is accept the invitation and you're to the marriage supper. Accept what we're saying here, because it's the truth. It's a message for your day. We are now evolving into a time frame where now that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb is on. And like I see no conditions whatsoever that you have to get baptized, because that era is over. That baptism, that Acts 2:38, that was the grace age, was to call out a bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. That time has expired. There's absolutely no way that you could become from here on out, a bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. All you can be is a guest. That's the way I see it. And it's really just the grace of God, because God has a provided way for the human race. He has so much heart for the human race that he does not want them to go to that judgment that's up the road here, to the day of the Lord and the fury and their great tribulation. So what does he do? He sends him an olive branch. He sends him an invitation to marriage supper of the Lamb, and then he really puts it down. Blessed is he that has been invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Blessed is he that hears, let him that heareth say come. Whosoever will, let him come. Just come and accept that invitation. It's just so simple. All you got to do is believe what we've been trying to say here, because it is, and it's always been, the message for your day. That has always been what we've been trying to say here all along. It's always been the message for your day, and this is now here, the message for the human race. Now, what's on there now is the invitation to marriage supper of the Lamb. That's all I'm trying to say here today, is you don't have to go through what we have to go through. You don't have to fast for 40 days. You don't have to be terminated from your family and go out to no man's land, be kicked from pillar to post, because we already paid for that. We don't have to. We're, like I say, we're like that oxen that's been butchered and that fatling that they've been prepared. And now all you got to do is just accept the invitation. It's just that simple. All back in the days of Jesus, all you had to do was believe that Jesus was him. He told that woman, if you can believe that I am he, out of your belly will come flowing rivers of living water. And he kept saying it over and over again. He that believes on him who God had sent has eternal life and will not come into judgment. But things keep evolving, and it is and has always been the message for your day, the message for your hour. And back then, that was the message for his hour.
Well, like, even if you look in the Old Testament, what I saw yesterday for the priests, there were specific people that were priests. There wasn't just anybody that could go before the Lord and be a priest. And these priests were of a certain lineage and a certain tribe and a certain caliber. They were the people that God had for in the Old Testament to offer up the offering of sacrifices and sin offerings and these things. Now, other people could not just be that. They were just specific people that God wanted, mm-hmm. and had assigned for that. And that's the same way that it's going to be in the millennium. Because when you will read in Revelation 26, it says, "Blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. On such the second death had no power, but they shall be priests and of God." Like, they should be priests and kings. In some areas it will say the kings and priests. They shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So those people that have been qualified throughout the grace age for that overcoming will be with the Lord Jesus Christ as kings and priests, ruling and reigning for 1,000 years. And they will rule and reign over the people that they came out of. They will rule over, if you come out of the Hutterites, you'll rule over the Hutterites. If you come out of the Jewish race, you will rule over that tribe in the Jewish race. And if you come out of the whatever group and tribe of people, those are the people that you will have that priestly position over. And whoever falls under that category, only God has designed it and predestinated it according to his will and purpose, who those people will be.
That's why we keep going back to that Ephesians 1, when God made himself a blueprint. And he said, and he predestinated everything. He foreknew everything. And then when he was done with that blueprint, he put his arm up and he said, he's going to say, to it. That blueprint that he made is going to be executed right to the T. And all the devil has been trying to do over the years, he's trying to stop that blueprint from happening. He's, He know up the road there's a blueprint where he's going to be thrown into hell. And he's trying to avoid that thing. He's trying to prolong it. He's trying to do everything he can to stop it. He knows there's coming up the road, there's going to come a day when the Jews will build their temple. So what does he do? He does everything he can to try to stop the word of God from being fulfilled. That's all what these wars and rumors of war, that's what they're all about behind it. It's the spirit of Satan trying to stop the word of God from happening. And that's why he's been after us from day one, trying to divide us. And then he divides in Congress. That's why these Tucks have been here from the day we started trucking together. Oh man, your family and my family and everybody that the devil could find to send in here trying to divide us. And we're still hanging together. We're still about the Father's business, because the Lord saw fit to do that, because it was beckoned that plan, and that's when he lifted up his arm, because we were beckoned his mind, that here in this time that we're now living in, he's going to need you and I to do exactly what we're doing, to expose the unfruitful works of darkness, to tell people where we are in time, and now he's using you and I to send out that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. I don't know how simple I could put it, because we have now, we're bumping right into it, and that's the time and hour that we're now living in. We're right at supper time. We're right at the end of Satan's reign, and Satan has been given 6 days, 6,000 years to do his thing. And I keep saying, I don't know what kind of deal God made him with the devil, but he's been given 6,000 years, and his time is about expiring, because, like I say, in October the 19th, in 2021, October the 15th, that was when I know for a fact there's 7 years left for Satan. 7 years in which he can do the dastardly thing, and from there you count to 7 years from October the 15th, 2021, and you're going to find out after that 7 years are done, Satan is no more, because it says immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened and the moon shall not give her light. And see, you and I, we know that by the scriptures, because we've always been in the Bible. That's where we get our information from. And then, like I keep saying, the Lord led us to the ministry of Brother Branham. The only thing that's worth listening to here in the church age of Laodicea is the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, because they were really not, it wasn't really Brother Branham and it wasn't really Brother Jackson. They were just, like the Bible says, in the days of the voice. They were that voice for the church age of Laodicea. That angel took their vocal cord, and then you could go back and you could listen to Brother Branham's messages, and you're going to, if you really listen to it, you're going to realize it's really that angel talking, it's really Jesus talking, it's really God talking. This is the revelation that God, a great eternal spirit, gift to Jesus, to gift to the angel, and to gift to Brother Branham. And that's what you're hearing when you're listening to Brother Branham. And the same thing when he went off the scene, that's what you're hearing. You're hearing that angel speaking through the vocal cords of Raven M. Jackson. And now what you're hearing now, what we're seeing now, we're just trying to direct people back to these two scribes, to these Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. We're holding the fort. We're holding on to the thing that has been given to the church here to lead us in, because we're no preachers. Man, we couldn't hold a candle to the way they would go back into history, into the prehistoric hour. Only a man that's ordained of God. In fact, not even a man can do it. He has to be that angel that was using the vocal cord of Raymond M. Jackson to bring forth the things that he did about the testing and fall of seed, about the prehistoric hour. All these things were brought forth by that angel, and here now that angel is sending out the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, so the human race does not have to go through that hell that's coming to the day of the Lord. They won't have to see to the rocks fall on us and to the mountains cover us from him that's coming back. And that's all our job is, to try to send out an olive branch and we out of this hell that's coming. That's all we're doing, because there's nothing in it that, other than that, we don't have the gift to preach like Brother Branham preached, and neither do we have the talent like Brother Jackson did, go back into history. But we do have the talent to hold on to the things that we have been taught. And it's like I keep saying,
it was all a different category. Like when you will go throughout the church ages, Brother Brenham had a specific job to do, and Brother Jackson. And when you will look at even like people, when you will look at the sea of glass, these people were under that specific period of time that will, when that time will come, where those sheep and goat people will be judged, then those people on the sea of glass, they're going to be resurrected first, because they have a specific job to do. Is those mortals that are still alive at the end of the week of Daniel, the day of the Lord, they will, people on the sea of glass that were, you know, or died during that period of time, the week of Daniel, they will make sure that the right people go into the millennium. Mm-hmm. And that's the same way with the bride. There's going to be the specific bride people, and there's going to be specific people that the bride will rule and reign over, and specific people that will go on into the millennium. They're not just going to be anybody. Like, for example, people that hate America will not go on into the millennium. Mm-hmm. They can't, because that's why they're classified as goat and sheep. Goat mm-hmm. people that do not love America and what's the Constitution and the Founding Father founded it on, they have no qualifications to go in there. They're not the ones that Jesus will say, I was hungry and you fed me. They mm-hmm. do not have that capacity. You have to have that capacity in order to meet certain qualifications.
And if you're a Trump hater, you're not mm-hmm. going into no millennium. You're going to go right into that lake of fire where it says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Go into everlasting fire that's prepared for the devil and his angels. That's where these Trump haters, that's where these American haters, that's where all that trash that's marching out there, that's where they're going, because the time has now come. It's not going into reverse anymore. It's not going to be like it was after the Second World War. This is it. This is the final chapter for mankind. This is that supper time. This is the evening time. Now here is an invitation to marriage supper of the Lamb. And if you don't take that, you're going to have to either be, your head be chopped off, because then that scripture will be activated. Blessed is he that dies in the Lord's honor from henceforth. And it's going to go on until Jesus comes, and then that resurrection. See, we got it, everything down pat. It's just, I don't have the capacity to explain it the way Brother Jackson and Brother Brenham could do it. But just what I'm just trying to do here now, today, you don't have to go through what we have to go through. You don't have to copy it. All you got to do is accept the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And believe what we're saying. That's all it is.
I believe a lot of Hutterites, all they have to do is believe. They believe that what you stood for back in the day mm-hmm. when you were terminated and you had to stand in the gap for the Hutterites. Those people that will acknowledge that, God will make a way for them. That's what I firmly believe. Because God does not put something in front of you. Like it is there to test you, just like Jesus when he was there and they crucified him, and the end of the destruction of Jerusalem happened, and here in this time frame that all people have to acknowledge is right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Who's right and who's wrong? Like that JK was wrong. And it's just a basic acknowledgement of what is right and wrong
mm-hmm.
can determine your destiny, and will determine a person's destiny.
That's all we're saying today. Just come. Just accept the invitation. No matter where it's coming from. It's an invitation out of this hell that's coming, because we know exactly according to the midnight cry. We know exactly right to the day where we are at that. Right at that Yom Kippur that happened in 2021. And right at that Yom Kippur, that's when that week of Daniel started. 7 years for the week of Daniel that's left for the Jews, and the restoration of Israel, the restoration of all things began, and Jesus went out to seek the mercy, and he's now King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we keep saying it over and over again. He's down here now. That's why he's helping Trump and helping that administration to clean up America. You can almost like miracle after miracle, what they're finding out, like here again, how the Chinese have infiltrated America, and now they're arresting people left, right, and center. Because behind it is the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. It's not going into reverse anymore. It's not going to be any more gee whiz and by golly. Now this thing is going right to the end of it, and he's going to clean house. That's all he's doing. And we just happen to tap in and find out exactly where we are in time. If you don't know where you are in time, the Bible is a closed book. You'll never understand what we're trying to say here. You've got to get the revelation. You've got to believe that that midnight cry was, thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the scripture. And that's all we're building our hope on. It's just that simple.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, give you thanks, Lord, for everything you've done and the hour of time we're living in, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that we know that it will go all according to your plan and to your will and purpose, Lord. Just like you said, like it says in the book of Ephesians, Lord, that it will go according to your will. So we just pray, Lord, that we'll do our utmost, Lord, to live for you and to be led and guided by your Spirit to do the things that you direct us to do, so that people can fall under whatever you have for the hour and time we're living in. Like for the Hutterites, we pray for the Hutterites, Lord, that you would somehow make a way for them, that they can believe, Lord, between right and wrong, Lord, and that they can have a blessed end. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.